Danielle Smith is determined to take Alberta elections back in time as she continues efforts to appease her base. The Premier doubled down last week on a pledge to legislate the hand counting of ballots despite overwhelming evidence, to say nothing of common sense, that suggests such an idea should be a non-starter in the 21st century. 85% of members at last week's Alberta Municipalities, AB Munis, convention supported a resolution asking the province to give towns and cities the choice in how they count ballots, yet Smith responded by saying that voters can expect hand-counting ballots to be the only option in future local, and possibly provincial, elections. Local governments are concerned, and rightly so, about the consequences of such a move as it's going to take far longer and cost significantly more to conduct elections moving forward. Some larger municipalities have estimated it could cost an extra $1 million because of the hand-counting mandate. Such expenditures could be justified if the move improved the accuracy of vote tabulations, but there's no proof that hand counting is more accurate or that vote counting machines are somehow compromising the integrity of elections. If anything, hand counting is far more likely to lead to human error and will bring back all those spoiled ballots that vote counting machines catch before they go into the box. So why will we be spending untold millions of taxpayers' dollars to go back decades to a time when hand counting was the only option? According to the Premier, who spoke to media at the AB Munis convention, what we have heard is that people want to go back to counting ballots the old-fashioned way. Not quite sure who she's been talking to, but that money could be put to much better use than to placate a small number of people with a mistrust of voting machines.